And finally, the last perfection is the balance of heart, of equanimity, of resting in the crown chakra that sees the picture of the universe 100,000 mahakalpas and the changes of the worldly winds, praise and blame, gain and loss, pleasure and pain, fame and disrepute, all changing day after day, all the changes of all beings. A friend who was speaking with Ram Dass recently asked him, now that his words have come back, what has it been like for you? And he said, so much of it has been like a dream. I think of my old life and the things I used to do and people and where I used to go, and there I was lying in the hospital, hardly in my body, and it all seems so much like a dream. You think that's not so? Wait a little while, you'll see. It's here and then it's gone. It's quite amazing. And the quality of equanimity is then finding a peace in the midst of all the changes of life. I remember seeing in a museum in Boston a painting by Rembrandt, one of his most famous paintings, of Jesus in the boat on the Sea of Galilee in the storm with all his disciples. And the mast of the boat, there's this great huge storm that Rembrandt painted, and the mast of the boat, of the sailboat, is like this cross in the middle, and there are all the disciples being seasick over the side of the boat and with these agonized faces. And there's Jesus standing in this ray of light that comes down from the cloud. It's quite a beautiful and remarkable scene that he painted. In the gospel story, where the apostles get trapped in that sudden and wild storm on the Sea of Galilee, we find a lesson for all who would make peace in the world. For when the waves first rose, the boat began to rock. The apostles worked hard and with hope in order to survive the storm raging around them. But then they lost heart and allowed the storm outside to come inside. It's easy to imagine them frantic, disconnected, out of control. In their desperation, they waken a peaceful Jesus who questions their faith and calms the storm by projecting his inner stillness, his inner harmony, his inner peace. Sometimes we who would make peace in the world, or more like the apostles, who allow the chaos of the world to come into us. What we might do instead is become like Jesus, to have that still center that nothing can disturb. And in that way, we are the peacemakers, persons who bring peace wherever we go. The quality of equanimity is not a removal from the storm or the world, but a caring for things from the place of a peaceful heart, of seeing the lawful unfolding of life and not falling under its spell in some one-sided way. Like the earth that receives perfumes and garbage equally, or like the rain that falls and nourishes the gardens of the just and the unjust alike, the quality of equanimity wishes well for every being without trying to change and control and manipulate. All beings are recipients of their own karma. Their happiness and suffering depend on their actions and not my wishes for them. This is the teaching of equanimity. We can love them and care for them, but we can't let go for them or awaken for them. We can't love for them. We can just offer them our love. And in equanimity, we rest in the peaceful heart.